It's no surprise that after the recent LAX shooting that the union representing the TSA agents is pushing that its officers be armed. According to Politico, Friday's slaying of a TSA agent at Los Angeles International Airport is fueling calls from union leaders to give some of the agency's employees guns, handcuffs, and the power to make arrests. I thought they had those powers to make arrests, but I guess I'm wrong. But that would be a tough sell for many conservatives in Congress, where some lawmakers until recently were trying to take away the TSA agents' badges. Now, this is weird. The fatal shooting of Gerardo Hernandez and the ensuing gunfight at LAX called attention to a long-running debate over the powers of TSA, whose screeners aren't considered law enforcement officers, even though many of them wear badges. The 39-year-old Hernandez was the first TSA officer killed in the line of duty in the agent's history. Federal prosecutors, as you know, filed homicide charges against the 23-year-old Los Angeles resident Paul Ciancia, who authorities have suggested was specifically targeting TSA employees. I don't think the TSA are any different than border guards, border agents, in my opinion. If you train them properly, they're there to protect, so they should be armed. What do you think? I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.